Monaco, what is our policy if we detect an attack is coming to the United States? What is our response if there is an attack? And look at the whole scenario of how the United States of America responds to this threat. There is none.
But why wouldn't you, as chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, request a meeting with the president-elect to talk about this?
I promise you the best way to have that dialogue is to declare that there will be hearings and policy making and legislation coming out of the Senate Armed Services Committee. I promise you that will prompt a dialogue. And it's going to take some time, Charlie. It's not something that we're going to be able to do overnight.
Do you believe you have to turn the president-elect's understanding around on this? Because, I mean, basically what he said to Time magazine, he said, I don't believe the Russians interfered with the election. It could be Russia, and it could be China, and it could be some guy in his home in New Jersey. I believe that it could have been Russia, and it could have been any one of many other people, sources or even individuals. That's what the president-elect said to Time magazine.
Well, in some respects, he's right, that all of these are players that he mentioned. The problem is that he may not quite understand that the best at it and the most hostile and the ones who have probably had the most significant impact over a number of years are the Russians. They're the best at their job. Admiral Rogers has basically said the same thing. All these experts have said it. Our director of national intelligence has said it, that it's the Russians who are by far the most active in this kind of behavior, but it's not confined to Russia.